Chapter 9, Paris Meets Helen. "Why are we going to Troy?" asked Paris. "You are a prince," said Aphrodite. "You are the son of King Priam and Queen Hecabe." "I don't understand. How can I be a prince?" "It is a long story, and I do not want to tell it now." "When will I meet Helen?" Paris asked. He had already forgotten all about his wife, Oenone. "Soon, soon," she said impatiently. "No more questions." When they arrived at Troy, Aphrodite quickly led Paris to the king and the queen. Priam and Hecabe wept with joy when they saw their son. His brother Hector took him proudly through the streets. The whole city rejoiced. Paris had returned from the dead, and his beauty and innocence charmed them all, causing everyone to forget the terrible prophecy about him. Only one person remembered. Only one person knew what was going to happen, but she stayed hidden in Apollo's temple and did not say a word. A week later, Aphrodite came to Paris and told him that it was time for him to go to Helen. So Paris sailed to Sparta, where he was welcomed by King Menelaus, a man famous for his generosity to travelers. "You may stay as long as you like," Menelaus told Paris cheerfully. "My house is yours." Paris bowed. "My wife, Helen," said Menelaus as his wife entered the room. Paris raised his head. Their eyes met. Helen paused, startled for one breathless moment. She had never seen such beauty before. She quickly lowered her eyes and bowed. Paris was lost for words. Helen was even more beautiful than he had imagined. Menelaus, who was not the most observant of men, noticed nothing and instead invited his guest to a grand banquet. Food and wine were served, and there was music and dancing, but Paris saw nothing but Helen. "You look bored, my friend," Menelaus said to Paris. He turned to a blind storyteller sitting in the corner and called, "Old man, come, tell us a story."